Now, several new initiatives to help tackle racism are being announced today by the government. They include a special rapporteur for the National Action Plan Against Racism, an advisory committee on racism and racial equality, as well as an Ireland Against Racism Fund. In a moment, we'll speak to the director of the Irish Network Against Racism, Shane O'Curry, who's a member of the new advisory group. But first, a recent report by the Irish Council for International Students found that two-thirds of overseas students here will experience or witness racism during their time in this country. Among them is Rodrigo Dominguez from Brazil. He's lived in Ireland for almost 6 years and he's been telling our reporter Mark O'Driscoll about his experience.
A few months ago, I had eggs thrown at my house and outside beans containers were stolen as well. I've been living here for the past 5 years in the same address and I believe I am the only immigrant in this road. I don't believe this has ever happened with my neighbors. So again, made me wonder the real reason for that, you know.
And Rodrigo, do you think racism is getting worse?
Yeah, I can say there is a growing feeling of insecurity on the streets. There is a survey from the Irish Council for International Students that shows that international students don't feel safe speaking in their own language on the streets and or on public transport, and I totally agree with that. I believe that the news reporting attacks on immigrants and even anti-immigrant protests contribute to this feeling.
And that was Rodrigo Dominguez there, who's been living here for 6 years. Shane O'Curry is here in studio. You're very welcome, Shane. Just pick up on what Rodrigo was saying there. He's lived here 6 years. He talked about that growing feeling of insecurity among international language students here in the country. Do you find that mirrored in other sectors of society in this country now?
Yeah, I'm afraid what Rodrigo says is sadly prototypical of what minorities are telling us they're experiencing now across the board in all areas of life. There has been something, particularly since 2023, since the surge in these far-right protests, since this, you know, this breakthrough via social media and onto the streets, and to a certain extent, the mainstreaming of far-right discourse and hatred, that there has been this almost unleashed permission to behave in appalling ways towards individuals. And what Rodrigo describes there is something that certainly we saw a huge surge in, especially after the November 23rd riot, with attacks on individuals, with people actually filming
physical
or pretending
attacks.
Physical attacks, or very, very vehement verbal attacks, with appalling language, with death threats. Mm. And of course, there was a murder of a man who was speaking Croatian.
Mm. And vicious social media campaigns as well.
Yes, absolutely vicious. The National Action Plan Against Racism, which...
it's one of the initiatives. I mean, we're talking about a lot of initiatives here today. Where's the action?
Yeah, well, this is the question. You know, Ireland is policy rich, but implementation poor. And we have a National Action Plan Against Racism, which is a, you know, national, cross-departmental, cross-sectoral, statewide plan, which sets out to purposefully address all forms of racism.
How is it going to do it? Does it have a budget?
It doesn't have a budget. It doesn't have a clear implementation plan. And the hope is that the announcement of the special rapporteur today and the advisory group to them will go some way to addressing that huge gap, which is, you know, where's the implementation plan? How do we know we've got there? We've already had several actions in the National Action Plan, which was launched in March of 2023. They have lapsed now. So there are actions in key areas of life that, as far as we know, have not been implemented. But actually, we have no way of knowing that because we don't have any information on it.
The committee will now be chaired by Dr. Eben Joseph, highly respected, the special rapporteur for the National Action Plan, as you say, mm-hmm. against racism. Is your hope now that she can drive that forward?
I certainly am very optimistic that will be possible, and very hopeful that we will be able to work with Dr. Aboun Joseph to ask difficult questions, to ensure that implementation is happening fully, and to put in place better measures for ensuring the implementation and the resourcing of the changes that need to happen across departments.
Who is the line minister responsible? Is it Roderick O'Gorman? Is it the Minister for Justice? Where does responsibility lie within government?
It lies immediately with the Minister of State, Joe O'Brien, and then indirectly with Joe O'Gorman, or Roderick O'Gorman.
With Roderick O'Gorman. And the initiatives are being announced today, but are they up and running?
But in theory, they should be. If you look through the National Action Plan Against Racism, there are several actions which should have been implemented, and in fact should have been wrapped up by this year. It's very hard to say.
Should have been, but are you saying they have not been?
They have not been. It's not clear that much, if indeed any of the National Action Plan Against Racism has been implemented. I will say that the exception to that is the funding that Joe O'Brien will be announcing today, that we already had last year, which is a modest amount of funding towards community development initiatives for promoting inclusion in communities. But there is so much else besides in the National Action Plan Against Racism that has not been actioned yet.
And just finally on this, will Dr. Joseph have the power to compel people to make the changes that she wants and that she's trying to push forward with?
I certainly hope she will be, but the proof will be in the pudding, and we will be doing our best to ensure that she can have that power. And if she doesn't, we will be demanding it.
Shane O'Curry, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on Morning Ireland.